because Ahmed Johnson, under all that thick black skin of his, is a white man that's dying to get out. He wants to be pretty like Shawn Michaels. He wants to be like Steve Austin. Well, I got news for you, Ahmed Johnson. You couldn't be white if they sandblasted your ass 20 times.
Yo, this is 12 Kyle from the 12 Kyle podcast. And every week, you should be like me, and you should be listening to the Frocast. I mean, first and foremost, shout out to the star of Frocast, Queen Germ. Big shout out to Queen Germ, Frocast Nation, and shout out to my boy, King Germ. I mean, maybe he's my boy. I don't really know because Germ likes North Carolina A&T, and I went to South Carolina State. And Germ likes University of Florida in football, and I like Florida State. I don't even know if we're really boys. But anyway, y'all should listen to the Frocast every Friday. I'm your boy, 12 Kyle. I'll catch y'all guys next time. 5,000.
So before you throw rocks at people ahead of you, go look at them niggas that's ahead of you and see why they are ahead of you. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I did. I went and listened to your shit because I never heard of you. Well, I mean, I heard of you, but I never listened to your show. But it was like, why you hating? Then I go listen to your show. Then I was like, why you hating? You know what I'm saying? And I don't get it.
Yo, this is Papa Dash Soul, and you are now listening to my favorite show, The Frocast. Keep up the excellent work. Take it away.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. One the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
Now tuned into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper. My last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is for all you player hating, half a podcast having, hanging on by a string, podcasters, keep the noise down while I take my robe off, show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant Denante. Now always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one. A.k.a. $3 is $3. A.k.a. my cups runneth over. A.k.a. a lot of crass with the day of a class. A.k.a. my afro is my halo. And my favorite A.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade. And I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, subscribe, download the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. And while you at it, we wouldn't mind if you look on Spotify. If you listen on Spotify, please give us a good rating on Spotify. They say, you know, that means something. So please give us those ratings. We have a voicemail you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon that you can join for as little as a dollar. Get behind-the-scenes exclusive content. Get shout-out on the show like our latest Patreon, Antonio R. So thank you, Mr. Antonio, for becoming a patron. Hope you enjoy all that you get for being a patron. You can be just like Antonio, get shout-out on the show, and get all the exclusives by becoming a patron. And if option A, B, or C didn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. What's that? Retweet it, reblog it, add it to your story, tag us in said story so we can shout you out on the show like Short T, Ruler Myself, 12 Cal Eclectic, Uncle Dolomite, Big Smash, We Need to Talk, Life Unplugged. Everybody showing love. We appreciate that because sharing is caring. Now, all the panderings out of the way. Queen Germ, how was your week?
Week was pretty good, you know. Kids ain't even going back to school, and your daughter got me all hemmed up in some old high school bullshit. So, hey. You know, it was funny for the 30 minutes that I talked to the people. So, it was just kind of crazy.
Queen Germ is some teeny bopper drama.
No, I mean, my thing is, first of all, your mama don't have enough sense if you, first of all, text me at 3:35 in the morning. You didn't have time because you didn't call my phone. You text me about some bullshit. The gist of the text was you saw that, you know what I'm saying, your daughter was crying because our daughter, Princess Germ, done blocked the girl on all platforms. So you checked to see.
That's the death wish in a young kid's life.
I blocked her. Well, I didn't block her. I unfriended her on Facebook. So I was just like, you know, in solidarity with my child, just going to do this thing because y'all basically spying on us via whatever method that y'all got to see us. So I just said, you know, just shut you out. So I called abroad just to see, you know what I'm saying, what you need. You know what I'm saying? Because I just feel like you text me, although you was weird by the fact that you text me at an odd hour of the morning. Mm-hmm.
What kind of response would you get at 3:35 in the morning texting me?
You didn't even apologize for texting me at the odd hour.
I'm sorry.
But
for calling you so late. But my
she was in the middle
of
the night. She was just crying, and I didn't know what to do.
She was frantic.
But she didn't even address it, so I didn't either. Mm-hmm. So my thing was, when I contacted her, because I kind of feel like those type of people, they like to have screenshot stuff. Mm-hmm. So you wanted me to eventually text you some shit so that you can send it wherever you wanted to send it. But you couldn't do nothing but record the conversation that we had, and all you were going to get was me telling you that I really didn't care in various ways. So I just was really trying to get to the bottom of it. And I told her, I said, well, it was some stuff going back and forth about the girls. I said, but, the stuff that Germany was saying was going on. I just was like, well, fuck them kids. And your daughter was included. So she was one of those kids that was giving them the problems. Mm. So I'm just like, you know, I'm not against them making amends. Whatever they choose to do is their business. But I really think that the kids will figure it out.
Yeah.
They're kids. So if they mad about it today, they might be back friends next month. Who knows? But right now, I feel as parents, as long as nobody's out here fighting or doing anything crazy, we don't really need to get involved. Yeah. Just let the shit play out, and it is what it is. It's kids. So that's how my week got started. And I hope that when they go to school tomorrow, it won't be no more drama. But as I told the young lady, I said, you know, I wish y'all the best. And that's one of my favorite things. That's like me saying, I never want to see you again. I want you to have the best life because I don't want our paths to have to cross for any reason again. So I sent them sailing, and I really was, you know, I was just with it because it's just crazy to me. And that's how you know the apple don't fall too far from the tree when shit like this happens. Because if you somebody mama, you telling me that you couldn't console your child without sending me a text message at 3:35 in the morning? Like, to me, that's a bit odd. So if that's what you own, that's how you know your child is just as crazy as you are. So,
wow.
There you have it.
The drama. Well, my week wasn't, wasn't that great. I mean, it wasn't that bad. I mean, you know, I got to see some football on New Year's Eve. Set that situation again where we got Georgia and Alabama national championship game. We all know how that's going to go.
Georgia!
Flip that coin.
Georgia!
So, we all know how that's going to go.
Go dogs!
New Year came in. Caught some Instagram beef, but, you know, that's nothing because, you know, like I said, I addressed it and I left it alone. No need to linger on it. But if you want to look at it, go to the Frocast Instagram. The live is still up there if you want to watch it, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, then, you know, celebrated a wedding anniversary, you know what I'm saying? You know, Sunday, it was a lazy Sunday. Went out to eat. Didn't have the stuff that we wanted because of all the supply shortages and shit. So that was kind of a bummer. What I was looking for at dinner, didn't really get to get it. So I think that set the tone for the night. Niggas didn't get that Wild West shrimp and everything else. So just went downhill from there.
It wasn't just the food, but okay.
I don't know what else it was, but you know. But other than that, we're here. That's my week. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and get to this outline.
Let's get into it.
The quit scene around the world. Now, Sunday, you know, was the 17th week of the NFL season, and the Jets were hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, it's an interesting guy who plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. His name's Antonio Brown. Now, Antonio Brown, you know, he's a wild cannon. You know, he's Some people say he's crazy, got mental issues. But the mental issues were put on full display Sunday when he walked off the field during the game. Now, so much speculation, a lot of chatter is going on about what reasons made him walk off the team, walk off the field during the game while his team was on the field. So, like I said, a lot of things going on. The coaches asked him to come in. He said he was too hurt to come on, and he asked him twice. He said no, and so they said, if you can't play, then we don't need you. You're done. And he, next thing you know, this motherfucker took his jersey off, slung that shit, threw his shirt off, his gloves off, strutted through the end zone, hyping the crowd up, no shirt on, just his pants, and he ran out of the arena. Now, his career is probably done in the NFL. No one's going to fuck with him after this. Like, he's done. He's done.
The people want him to be done. No. But they have dealt with a lot of foolery.
They're not going to look. You don't embarrass Tom fucking Brady. Like, Tom Brady vouched for you, asked you to come. He the one that got, the coaches didn't want you. The organization didn't want you. Tom Brady asked them to bring, Tom Brady brought you into his house. You were staying with him and stuff. You know, got you there, got you a championship ring, made you a champion, and you going to walk out on the man like that in the middle of a game? Like, now listen, I know everybody quit their job before.
I haven't.
You've never walked off a job and quit? Wow. Never. Queen Jern. What the fuck? Never. You ain't never walked off a job?
Never.
I don't believe this.
I mean, I've always been the two-week notice type of person.
Right.
I'm for real.
Never give a two-week notice.
I've never walked off of a job.
Shit.
Never.
Man, I mean,
that's just not my thing.
So you, that's just not your thing?
No, I mean, like, because if I had a job that I hated, I just felt like, okay, I'll give you my 2 weeks notice, and then I'll go. Like, it wasn't never no thing of I hated the job that bad. Like, I never hated no job that bad.
Damn. I mean, one time
I was stealing from all the people. What I was going to be hating is over.
You're lucky you didn't get prosecuted.
We was balancing shit out, so I was good.
So I know one time I quit a job. Man, I had a job, but I was, you know, it was over the holidays, and you know what I'm saying, and I was like, fuck it. I went to this place called Labor World, and you work today, get paid today. It's not like a job. I walked off some jobs I had to do paperwork for, but this job in particular, the man tried to play me like I was some kind of dope fiend or something just because I was working a daily pay job. But you didn't understand. I had a real job, nigga, to pay more than this. I'm just here today.
Because I'm available.
Because I'm available. I just like working. I need money. You know what I'm saying? So this man, he was dumping some shit into a dumpster, and he dropped the whole fucking shit in the dumpster. And I'm looking at him like, damn. He said, oh, jump down and then get that. I look at nigga like, who? He said, you. I said, I'm not finna jump in the dumpster. Oh, yes, you is. I said, no, I'm not. Hey, look, buddy. I'm out of here then. Like, I'm not finna jump in no fucking dumpster, nigga. What the fuck I look like, nigga? Like, hell no.
He said, you look like somebody going in the damn dumpster.
And then, I mean, I've walked off. I mean, one night, me and a sleazy black farmer, we was working at this job. And I don't know, man. It was just, motherfucker was like, yo, if the motherfucker said one more thing, that's we out of this bitch. And that motherfucker said, hey, we out of this bitch, nigga. Like, yo.
Oh, my God.
Slid on their ass. I mean, I done quit a lot of jobs like that.
I ain't quit. I ain't never. Because my thing is, like, we play around on the clock. We still in time. We doing whatever. We getting merchandise. So what I need to quit for? Like, I'm cool here.
Sometimes jobs be bullshit. You just got to quit that mother. You just got to leave that bit, like, in the middle. Just like, man, I'm out. No. Like, I mean, one time I was working, this is another one, I was working, like, two jobs and shit. I got a little job at like a little deli or some shit. And it was like my first day. I get there and the motherfucker got me doing a whole bunch of dumbass prep work and shit. I was like, what the fuck is this? Chopping up lettuce and shit. So I called my homeboy. I said, look, man, tell your baby mama to call up here and say she finna have a baby and I need to leave. Cause it act like she my so
this nigga too dramatic. Hey. It could have been any woman. She ain't even had to be pregnant if that's the case.
Well, I just called my homeboy, got her to call up there, and the people's like, your child's mother's going to labor. You need to leave. I said, okay, all right, I'm out of here. Pew.
And never came back.
Never came back. Oh, I came back and got my little 1-2 hour check, though.
Oh, that's trifling.
What's trifling about that?
That's trifling.
I need that.
No, you don't.
I need that. I need all of my coin. Yes.
Your $25 check.
It wasn't even $25. It might have been about 12. Because, you know, this is back in the days, nigga. Oh, like, now it might have been about, it might not even been $20, but I went back and got my shit though.
Sad.
Fuck that shit. Need my money. Fuck that.
You should have left that on the table.
Hell nah. For what? Why
that wasn't worth your gas to come up there.
Yeah, it was. It damn sure was. That was back in the day
when gas was $7.
Gas was cheap. I goddamn it. That's shit. I would have goddamn walked and got my 10, nigga. Fuck that. I don't play that.
No
so,
good.
Yeah, they
no
ain't take no tax out of that check. That check was cheap. It was about $16. I think it was about $16. And you know what I'm saying? But I went and got it, though.
I guess.
I did.
I mean, I believe you because I know what type of nigga
that.
You is.
You know, I need my dad. I need that. Nigga need that. Shout out to Bando Pat. But, yeah. I'm telling you. So, you've never quit a job.
Never. Damn. I've never quit a job. Like I said, I done bullshit on a job.
You ain't walked off a job or nothing. You ain't never say, man, fuck y'all, kiss my ass, I'm out of here. Mm-mm. In the middle.
I mean, all the jobs I've had, for real, they threw me parties every time I left shit. Like, because when
I'm happy you stopped stealing. They was like, good.
Nah. We keep some of our inventory up.
Yeah, our inventory been coming up short lately. Numbers ain't adding up.
When I left to go off to college, my first job, I was in high school. So when I left to go off to college, the people sent me off good. Mm. When I was in college, you know, people bought me stuff, all of that good stuff. So I'm just like, I ain't never really had no jobs where I had to walk off. I was good.
Mm-hmm. So did you see the Antonio Brown video?
No,
did you?
I didn't see it.
It was niggerish, you know what I'm saying? And let's see, I pulled up on my phone. I think I sent it to somebody in the IG thing. We could look and see where. This guy, I mean, he just in the middle of the fucking game. That was nuts.
I'm there already.
Oh, you got it? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, check it out. So, Mr. Brown, I know all y'all seen it. Like I said, I've never seen nothing like it. And people was talking about, well, 2022 getting off to a crazy start already. So go ahead, fill up your calendar. You can put Antonio Brown for January. And it's still early now. Y'all know the anniversary of the insurrection coming up. So they might we never know. So that's all we're going to talk about that situation. Because I know y'all probably heard it on 90 other podcasts this week. We're not going to fucking, we're going to relate it to our situation. We ain't going
to
talk.
So he's supposed to have mental issues like what?
He ain't got no fucking mental issue. No, he ain't wrong. He's fucking ignorant. It ain't no mental issue. He's ignorant.
Don't say that.
I'm serious. That's what the motherfucker is. He ignorant. He ain't no mental issues. Ain't nothing wrong with him. Everybody diagnosing this nigga with CTE, mental health, bipolar. I just see so many Facebook psychologists and all kinds of shit.
The people want to help the man
and
out.
The niggas is capping for him. Y'all wrong as fuck. Talking about some man, they ain't want him to get his bonus. Sir, he filled out, sir, ma'am, whoever. He's turned in a fake vax card, got suspended for 3 games. So if they was trying to screw him out of his bonus, he screwed himself out of it by missing 3 games, all right? Well, him and Aaron Rodgers did the same thing. No. Filing fake paperwork and lying to the media is 2 totally different things, okay? 2 totally different things. These teams know who's vaccinated and who's not. Aaron Rodgers lied to the media. Antonio Brown tried to pass paperwork saying he was. It's a big difference. So stop equating the two. It's not a black or white issue here, sir. It's a stupid and a stupid issue. And he's both of them. And that's all I got to say about that. Said it at the top, you know what I'm saying, I tell my mom a week. You know what I'm saying, me and Queen, we just celebrated our 18th year of matrimony. And I got to know, Queen Germ, how has your 18 years of marital bliss been? I got to know.
Okay.
Keep it real. Keep it 100 with the people. Keep it tall. Don't sugarcoat shit.
It ain't been no crystal stair.
Hey.
Lord knows it has.
No marriage should be.
It had tax in it. It had nails. It had it all, child. But really, you know, like anything, it's had its ups and downs. But I think it was worth it. It has been worth it. I learned a lot about myself. You forced me to do that because you a different type of person. You ain't the person that I thought could make me be the person that I am. I don't know.
What do you mean? I'm not the person that can make you. What that mean? That's some tied up shit right there. Explain. Expound, please.
No, I'm just saying, like, coming into this thing, I thought I was perfect.
Oh, okay.
And therefore, I realized that I am flawed. So, that's something I have learned.
Okay.
In this relationship, I feel like it's been a growth on both ends. I definitely am appreciative to the fact that you, I don't want to say allow me, but you're okay with me being me. And that's me being who I am when I'm happy, sad, dysfunctional, and everything in between. So it's been what it's been, and I'm looking forward to the future with you. So a lot of days I said I couldn't see that.
Keep talking. Don't worry about what's going on the screen.
And that's something I don't like. And what? You know I don't like. Like I don't like nobody telling me not to do something.
I mean, like, that's life.
That's not here. But when you're here, you're in a safe
haven. But it's me though. It's me. Again. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying, like, or not to do something. Like, you have an issue with that. That is your problem. If you're not in control of a situation, you lose your shit. I realized that the night of one singing night, you was just like, where's Boosie? She's supposed to be here. I was like, you can't control everything. Like,
I'm saying, but it doesn't matter. Like,
you called, and I'm like, what?
That's right. I'm calling them because they was wasting time. And I was like, if I had to come and get my child, I should have been able to get her. Y'all ain't doing what the fuck y'all supposed to be doing.
I was in there watching, like, she losing her shit because she ain't in control. Like, anytime she not in control of the situation, she got a problem with it. And it's just like.
And there's nothing wrong with it. Like, there are some people who ought to be in control. The world is a lot better when. I'm in control. Like, the shit goes well.
Oh, you think
so? I don't fuck up a lot of shit now.
Okay.
When I, like, especially if it's something where I got to put on a show, my shit runs.
I got you.
And I'm flexible to the point of if I got to step in, whatever it's got to be. Mm-hmm. But when other people in charge, it's always some foolery. But at the end of the day, it all came through.
What you call a variable, you know?
Yeah, it's too many variables. You can't have so many
You got to release, though. You got to sit back and say, you know what? I'm not. Whatever happens, happens.
Mm-mm. When it comes down to my kids, I'm not a whatever happens, happens. I done adopted that mentality at the job because, you know, the people at the job really don't care about you. Mm. So if it's something that got to do with my kids, I am. I mean, but again, you know this and you still feel like.
But maybe you got to understand on my side, and like, you know, speaking of 18 years of marriage, I've seen definitely I've matured in 18 years. I've grown as a person. I've become more patient, compassionate. I'm more of a thinker now. You know what I'm saying? I just don't act anymore. It's like, you know, a lot has happened over this time.
What are you over there thinking about?
I mean, just when things, anything, like stuff. Like, you have to think instead of just reacting. You know what I'm saying? Because both of us can't be reactors. One has to, you know, we have to balance each other out, yin and yang. You know what I'm saying? If you fly off the handle, I got to be the one to calm down and vice versa. When I'm flying off the handle, you got to be the one to calm me down. So we have to be, we both can't be turned up. Like, that ain't good. Somebody has to be the one that's grounded.
But we take turns because it's all.
But
it's
still, as long as one of us grounded, it's fine. But we both can't be.
But y'all like to turn me up, though. Y'all do.
No,
you and them kids.
No,
when
no.
It's something that needs to be turned up on.
You allow the kids.
No, I ain't talking about that.
I told you.
I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about when y'all need something to get turned up. Y'all be good with me. Yeah.
I don't ask you to do nothing like that.
Okay.
I be trying to get you to do it on your behalf. You be like, no. I'm like, man, tell them people to, man, kiss your motherfucking ass. No.
Yeah, you always wanted to be on somebody else, but you don't want it to be when it need to be.
What? I mean, I can handle my own, but I be trying to, I fight for you, and you get mad at me for fighting for you.
Okay.
You know, but. You know,
it's
I went
18 years.
18 years. I wouldn't want to do it with nobody else. I mean, you know, has it been easy? Nah, but nothing's supposed to be easy. Nothing is easy. I mean, because then that wouldn't make you enjoy the good times. When you got, you know, you're not supposed to have a lot of bad times, but you got to have some bad times, because if it's good all the time, then when it's bad, you're like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's ups and downs.
If it's good all the time, you don't really know it's good.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You don't even recognize that it's good.
Exactly.
If you didn't ever have any bad times.
I mean, you can't spend 24 hours with somebody for years and think y'all going to get along all the fucking time. If you get along with your wife and your spouse all the time, something ain't right. Somebody cheating. I ain't mean to put that bug out there, but I'm going to be real.
And even if they ain't, they faking it, if nothing else. Yeah. It's like you faking it.
If I'm faking, I'm cheating.
Shit ain't real.
That means I got something else I'm keeping it real with. Really? If I'm faking it with you, that means I'm cheating.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you being annoying is just reassurance that you're not cheating?
No, me being annoying is because I'm an annoying person.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
So that means nothing. You still could be cheating.
No.
I'm just trying to help.
I don't go nowhere. I mean, what, when I'm sneaking in the house?
Hey, I don't know. Like, I go to bed early.
Hey, you think I'm sneaking in the house? You think I would really do that? Come on now. Come on now.
People have done all kinds of things.
People have, but have I done it?
Hey, I don't know.
Again, like I said, Queen Jern, I'm a smooth one. Or too lazy, or what you say?
I say you're either loyal or lazy.
Or loyal or lazy. Why can't just be loyal?
And I don't know which one.
So after 18 years, you still question my loyalty? Wow. See, that's what I'm talking about, people. Hey.
Got to keep you on your toes, bro. Hey, if I give you too much, too much compliments. Hey. And you'll think you got me, and then that's when the shit'll happen.
Oh, well. You got to take that chance. Flip that coin.
That's not $40 million, my nigga.
Flip that coin. So you got to take that. I mean, that's what love is. You flipping that coin. You taking that chance. It's a 50-50 chance. It's going to work or it ain't.
But
when you believe in it, give it a chance. Now, marriage ain't for everybody. Now, I'm going to be honest. Some people out there don't want to be married, have no desire to be married. And, you know, that's fine. I would never tell someone to go get married, that didn't want, had no desire.
So if you only had one piece of advice to give somebody who was thinking about getting married, what would you give? What would you tell them?
If you're a man, I would say learn to compromise. Learn to apologize when you're not wrong. Learn to, listen. You know what I'm saying? Simple thing like that. Well, that one goes for both parties.
I was going to say that. I think both people can do that.
But women, definitely, you need to listen sometime. Like, listen. Just be quiet and listen. Mm. If I were giving a woman some advice, just listen sometime. Don't. Just listen.
And I think men would need to listen too, but whatever.
Yeah, but women more so than men.
Okay.
Because we do more listening than y'all do anyway. Y'all do more talking, we do the listening.
Because y'all don't really care. Y'all don't even want to engage. It's like, okay,
it's not that.
I'll let her talk till she tired and then the shit is over.
That's the best way to do it.
I'm
learning sometimes the best thing not to say nothing. You know what I'm saying? You'll get tired.
It's never the best thing for me. It's never the best thing for me. It is annoying, and I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
But
it does is irritate me and make me even more angry.
But all I'm gonna do is gonna keep it going. Why you wanna do that?
Because you don't think enough about the right things to say that would de-escalate the situation. But
de-escalate, hey, I say nothing. That should be the ultimate de-escalation.
Mm-hmm. That's the ultimate.
I'm not ignoring you. I'm sitting here listening to you.
What I feel. All
right. Mm-hmm. I can see if I was sitting there looking down and you talking.
You do.
And I'm just like, whatever. You talking that bullshit.
It's times when you be with that. You be showing your whole ass.
No, I don't never do that. I sit down and listen to you.
Okay.
Until you get, when you start going with the wild accusations, that's when I just tune out. When you start saying stuff, now I'm like, oh, she just making up stuff. She just hyping herself up.
I mean, if you say so, but I mean, I do feel like people should think about not getting married too young.
Yeah, definitely not too young. You got to be at least 25.
Or 30.
Or 30.
Because I just feel like it's something about being in your 20s. It's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Because obviously,
you're not even mentally
adult. But you're not you.
Yeah, till 25.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're still a child.
Or 30.
Yeah.
So it's just like, for me, I just feel like I would advise people don't give up your 30s. I mean, don't give up your 20s if you don't have to. Mm. Like, don't even consider it. Because it's so many things that you will.
They won't get to 18 years then.
All you got to do is pray that you live long enough. Because all I can tell you is it's hard when you are trying to find yourself, raise a family, deal with somebody else, deal with somebody else's family. It's just like so many different things that you as a young person are expected to do. So, of course, you're going to mess that up sometimes. And so some things that you would do is coming from a very immature place.
100%.
And so, you might be the kind of person that do stuff tit for tat. Mm. So now you done fuck around and got yourself in a whole situation.
Yep.
All because the immature you did something to spite, and now you done put yourself in a situation that you in a whole dilemma out here.
Yep.
So it's just like some stuff, I just feel like if you can avoid it, definitely give yourself time, be mature, achieve some of the things that you want to achieve before you try to invest in a life with somebody else.
Oh, another word of advice to the fellas out there, to either one, this could go either way. Some arguments are not worth winning. They're not. Sometimes you just have to concede. You might be wrong, you might be right. But sometimes you want to win that argument. It's not worth it. It's not. So think about that. Don't try to win that argument. Don't try to win that whatever gripe or whatever. Just be like, be the bigger person, walk away. Let the other person have it. If that'll make them feel better, let them have it. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that. Because, like I said, you're just going to keep
No winner and loser when you arguing anyway. It's like the shit is ridiculous if you ain't resolving.
That's why I don't like doing it. But we can sit here and talk.
We can talk, but some people gonna be an asshole and just be saying sarcastic stuff the whole time. So, you don't think it's gonna escalate when you sitting here being sarcastic? So therefore, it's no purpose in us having this conversation if you're gonna be an asshole.
Amen.
It's that simple.
It's just, it's a lot, people.
It's a lot. Don't give up your 20s, man.
I mean, hey, if you feel like it, you feel like you got the one, don't let that person slip away either. I mean, you know, so
flip the coin.
It's a flipper of a coin, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? And only the Patreon know what we talking about. So I just want to say it's been a good 18 years, you know.
And I thank you.
You know, I'm sorry. Like I said, I didn't go as planned. You know, things just, I don't know what happened that day. It's just the universe wasn't lining up for us that day for us to be great that day. You know, but, you know, we're still here. We got another one. You know, 18 doesn't mean anything. That's one of them forgetful.
It all means something because you got to get there.
I mean, the number 18. It's not like, oh, it's a landmark or like 5, 1, 5, 10, 15, 20.
It's a landmark because we got that baby.
I mean,
I'm just saying every one of them is special because it's a step to the next one and the next one and the next one. So it's all good. It's over with. We done checked the box. We moving on. Yeah. But the thing is, every day is special. Every day that we celebrate it. We together.
Exactly.
So it ain't really so much emphasis
on. You heard what she said right there. Every day is special. So that means 214 ain't special. So, you know, that's what's up.
I mean, it's not. I mean, unless that's your anniversary.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if it's just Valentine's Day, it's no need to put an emphasis on that. Mm. I'm just like, you can do whatever. So, that's, I mean, for up. Me, I ain't never really been that person that's big on that stuff. But I just feel like don't try to get away from it because you're trying to be cheap.
I'm not
that's
cheap.
That's the shit I don't saying. Like. Put some value in something.
How am I
Hell.
Cheap? Why do you keep throwing that cheap word
you
around?
You are.
How am I cheap?
Nigga.
What? Give me something I do that's cheap.
I know you're tight as hell with your money. I asked you to go and do something. You looking at me like you want to. Nigga, I asked you. So if I ask you, I'm expecting you to do it. So it ain't no reason for you to be looking back at me like, oh, is it this, and the third? I'm like, don't ask me no questions. I don't be wanting to be rude. So I'm just like, I asked you.
Take the
hint. They say the hint to the wise.
I don't understand how I get this tight person and I'm cheap.
Because you don't see yourself.
What you mean?
I interact with you. If I ask you for a dollar right now, you gonna make sure you can give me a dollar. You ain't gonna give me 10. You ain't gonna give me 20.
I ain't never just get.
Come on, man.
I tell you, like, man, don't do that to me, man. Come on, now. I've never been called cheap before in my life.
Cause them people didn't know you. They ain't know you. If they did know you, they knew you before you had kids.
Cause
since I've been with you, you always been cheap. Before we even had these children, you've been cheap.
I was cheap. I thought.
Nigga, oh my God. Like, I would tell you, you would have been done spending the night at my house too many nights in a row. And I tell you, I need something.
And didn't I used to give you the money?
And I had to tell you. I had to tell you how much and everything. It's like, you wouldn't, if I said, I need $78 for dollar, 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 you would go to the store and you would get $78. You wouldn't give me $80. You never would. You never gave me a dollar more than what I asked for.
That's bull. I don't believe that.
Okay. I'm just being real with you, partner.
So what about the money I give you when you only ask for it?
When is that?
I just gave you like $150 like a couple weeks ago for no reason. Oh, you don't remember that? I just gave it to you. I said, oh, here you go. And he was like, no reason at all. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm cheap, though.
I'm saying.
You ain't asked for that, dog. So that, boy, I tell you, I'm cheap.
You are, though. You are.
I'm not cheap.
You are cheap.
I'm not.
You are tight as hell. Even the day I asked you about Boozy getting the hairdo, I said I needed $50 more to go towards the hairdo. You gave me the rundown about why is it $50 more? The hairdo itself should be $50. I was like, sir, you going to give me the $50 or not?
Did you get the $50?
I did.
Okay, so, I mean, how much?
I don't like to go through that. So, I don't. Because, see, for me, I got an issue with feeling like I'm begging. That's some shit I don't do. So if I got to ask you more than one time, that goes in the category of begging. And so that ain't me. So for me, I'd rather do without than to beg anybody for anything. Mm. I'm not asking you more than one time. If I asked you, I had to muster up enough strength to ask you to begin with. Mm. That shit hurt my pride. So therefore, for me to ask you a second time, fuck this. Mm. I'm going to go and get this some other way because I can't beg nobody for nothing. That ain't
Damn.
Me.
Well,
that ain't me.
I need to know. Because I've been seeing on Twitter a lot of motherfucking begging from these women and, you know what I'm saying, on going on dates and stuff like that in relationships. They not even in full-blown relationships and they asking niggas for money and vice versa. Niggas asking women for money and y'all. So I need to know, how long into a relationship before you start begging?
Well, obviously for me. Uh-huh. That would be never. Mm. That ain't my thing. That ain't my bag. Because anybody that I ever dated, a nigga can't never say I came to them asking them for nothing like that. Like, that's just never been me. So, you know, from the very beginning. But if I was on the scene now, I just feel like that's it's still tacky because that ain't my character. Yeah. Like, how do you slide in? Hey, I need $250 for something.
I saw this one. This dude asked this girl out. He said, and she said, I'm only available at night. And he was like, oh, okay, well, you know, what's good? She's like, well, I need to get my hair done. And he was like, oh, okay. She was like, see, that's not what I was asking. I need you to send me the money to get my hair done if you want to see me. She was like, you know, how you going to ask to see me and not want to get my hair done? And you know, she was like, see, that I could tell you a broke nigga and this and that. And I'm just like, whoa. And somebody called her Begging the Stallion. I fucking died laughing. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I want to know. Like,
I just feel like it's tacky. Super tacky. I mean, I could see if it was a situation. Like I said before, if you spending time with somebody, you eating food over here, I'm providing you entertainment, something from you coming over here, yeah. And maybe you have run up a tab. Okay.
But so you saying I had ran up a tab. Is that what you're saying?
Sir, you ate good at my house.
I was eating what you was eating.
And I was cooking. And I was baking cakes. And my house was clean.
I didn't eat no cake.
You sure?
I wouldn't know. You know I ain't like cake.
Your homeboys liked it. You used to have people to my house. My house became the spot.
Yeah, I was with the spot. Yeah.
Okay, so I fed people when they came to my house. So if you didn't eat it, it got eaten.
Oh, at that point, oh yeah, when that's when I was paying when they was eating and stuff. But before then, I was like, you know, I didn't.
But
mind.
You still owed me because I felt like if you supposed to be.
Yeah, you should come to me with a slide scale. It wasn't the same number area.
Because every time I didn't need the same thing.
Yeah, it was different.
That's right. And if you gonna be over here, you gonna be giving it up, sir. Because I'm not playing with you.
Yeah, but I'm cheap, though.
You are.
Anytime you ask me for it, I give it.
Pull it from you. Uh-huh. If you was a real giver, you would just be like, hey, boo, what you need?
That's a fool. Or here. That's a fool.
No.
That's a fool.
No, no, yes, no, no, no. Because yes. You didn't find yourself a fool when you could come to my house any day you wanted.
What do you mean?
You had a key to my house.
We was
early in the game.
We was cool like that. What
okay,
you mean?
Okay, we cool like that, so I need that money.
Okay, but I mean, I understand all that.
And it wasn't like I was busting you in the head. I wasn't charging you like no my whole rent or nothing like that.
Yeah, it was like $200, which ain't like I said, ain't a big thing. I ain't tripping.
Yeah, don't.
But I'm just saying though, it's just like you know.
But I was never begging. Yeah. Because if you would have told me I can't give it to you today or I won't have it till when I get paid on Friday, whatever the situation was, I ain't say oh you can't come back over here till you had the money. Mm. It was never nothing like that. Why? Because we was friends and we had an understanding. But when you talking about these new age people who out here saying you got to get my hair and nails done before we can even go on a date, which you're also going to pay for.
Yeah.
To me, I feel like you ain't nothing but hoeing because if you telling me that a nigga got to get you dressed up, he got to feed you, he got to take you home, he got to do all of that, then what are you bringing to the table?
Yeah, I go clean up any woman on the street and do that. I'm like, hey, man, come here. Oh, the homeless lady got some ass. So, hey, let me see, you look nice in this outfit right here. I take her out and clean up.
That's the same thing with a nigga. Because if I'm going to pay for a dude to do all this stuff, and my thing is, and I get it, and y'all always going to say that it ain't no double standard, but it is very feminine for a nigga to be asking for some money. I don't give a damn.
I mean,
if your car broke down, if your lights is finna get turned off, you better
how
ask
is that
your
feminine?
Homeboy. Because the shit is weak as hell.
It ain't weak.
Yes, it is. Because you telling me, as a man who can go to somebody's job, who can work somewhere.
What if I got all them boxes and I'm still fucked up? Hey, sir, let me hold $100.
Sir.
I ain't saying it's begging, but if you need help, I'm gonna ask.
You better beg your homeboy.
Fuck that.
Your homeboy is your mama.
Uh-uh.
Somebody.
I'd rather be indebted to you.
No, because you can't sling enough dick to get my money from
me. Ain't got
to
do that. I'm gonna give your money back and give you some dick.
And you not.
You can get double the dick. You getting double bonus.
Dick down.
Yeah, you can dick down and you're gonna get your money back.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So you're winning.
Winning.
Yes.
It's a win-win.
Win-win for you.
But it's no time limit on begging. If you a beggar, you a beggar.
Yeah.
But I just feel like people can't, you think you gaming folk because you want something out of them and you think that, oh, I'm a bash a nigga and make him feel like, oh, he ain't got shit if he can't give me no money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go get a fucking job. Like, it's just that simple. And then the thing is, if the nigga did buy the hair and get your nails done and treat you real nice, is that a guaranteed I'm a fuck tonight? I promise you it ain't, because you same hoes will be around here telling a nigga, oh, he didn't spend enough on the meal, or the place wasn't this, and the this wasn't that. And what you gonna do when you get home? oh, these legs finna spread like mustard. You better act like you know. If I done spent some money on some hair and some damn food, okay, y'all better act like y'all have a damn contract with these folk. Because I'm not cash apping you or your salon no damn money. And then you come to the... Because shit, who's to say that the bitch even going to come to the dinner? You talking about, I'm going to see you. I be done got your hair done for the other nigga that you actually like. So no, I'll pay you when you show up looking as good as I want you to look and you doing what I want you to do.
That's, man, these people wild out here these days, bro. So I'm glad I'm off the streets. I ain't with it. Because there's some begging at, and women more expensive these days than they were 20 years ago.
I mean, everything more expensive.
I mean, but still, like, y'all got $250 hair units, outfits. They want purses, Balenciagas, and
I mean, some of y'all niggas is that. With the designers, too, now.
And the niggas y'all is even worse.
The Louis Vuitton belts and whatever these shirts with bullshit.
The V's on the back and shit. I be seeing the Vlon, a V, something.
Honey, you know, I don't know.
I don't know. I just see a big old V on niggas' backs, and that's supposed to be something.
I'm glad our son is swole. He can't even wear that shit.
Yeah, so, you know. It's crazy out here. So watch out for Begging the Stallion and whoever we got to come up with a begging with name a for a nigga. But that Begging the Stallion made my damn day. So yeah. So let me know how long is it before, you know, you allow your mate to start begging for money.
But niggas should never ask women for money. I'm going to just put that shit out there. That's pimp shit. I don't give a fuck. You bet not ask. I already done told our son. That, I already told him. I said, I'm the only woman you could ever ask for money. As long as I live, don't ask no woman for no money now. Don't do that shit. Because these people don't want to do you right. And that's the first thing they're going to turn on you. Soon as y'all get into an argument, where my $100 from the other day at? Oh, you're talking all that shit. You're biggity and da-da-da-da. But where my money at? No, don't give them that leverage. Don't give it to them.
Hey, man, if you need it, ask for that shit, nigga. I don't give a fuck.
Whatever, nigga.
Just make sure you pay the motherfucker back. When you don't pay him back, that's when it's a problem.
And it's going to always be a problem if you don't give me my money back.
We got the top 10 list. Yo, it ain't on there because I forgot about it. And I put it on there. And then Short T hit me up and sent me the list. And I was like, Short T, you already seen the outline or something? Because this is the top 10 thing that I have for the show tonight. So shout out to Short T.
Short T.
But so this list is the top 10 cheapest places to live with good weather. See, y'all don't understand. The motherfucking content just keep...
And it's building because the cheapest nigga finna tell y'all how to live in the cheapest cities. Let's do this.
I ain't see. Look at that. Wow. Let's do it. The cheapest places to live with good weather. All right. It's actually 15. We're going to go from 15 to 1. Number 15 is Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay.
Number 14 is Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Number 13, Memphis, Tennessee. Number 12, Jacksonville, Florida. Number 11, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Number 10, Tallahassee, Florida. Number 9, Nashville, Tennessee. Number 8, Shreveport, Louisiana. Number 7, Jackson, Mississippi. How does Jackson, Mississippi make every fucking list?
It's the best place to be then.
It must be, because it's on every fucking list. Where it's deadliest, poorest, blackest, cheapest. God damn. Number 6, Norfolk, Virginia. Number 5, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Okay.
Number 4, Mobile, Alabama. Number 3, Columbus, Georgia. Number 2, Raleigh, North Carolina. And the number 1 cheapest place to live in America with good weather is Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, I just went through this list. I saw 1, 2, 3 North Carolina towns. And Charlotte is the cheapest place to live? Charlotte? What? I don't think so. That don't make no sense. Like Charlotte,
but they had to have a ratio. Yeah. It's got to be the ranking of cheapness with the ranking of like attractions or something.
Because that just don't make no sense. How is Charlotte? I mean,
well, I know Charlotte
is expensive as a motherfucker. Exactly. So I'm calling cap on this list. Forbes, this is from Forbes magazine. So you know, Forbes just be making up numbers. You know, I looked on Forbes and said I was worth $3.4 million. I said, that's bullshit. I ain't worth $3.4.
Can I please get it? Yeah. If you got it. But yeah, see, you cheap. So, cheap. Hell, I would never know.
So, Queen Germ, out of this list, give me your top three.
My top three would be, I love Louisiana, so I guess I got to put one of them on there.
Be careful. It's Shreveport and Baton Rouge.
I'm going to go with Baton Rouge.
Okay.
So, that's murder. We're going to say
you know, Baton Rouge. You know that's where Lil Boosie from.
Hey, that's even better.
And NBA Youngboy.
I don't know who that
and
is.
And Kevin Gates.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to go with it. We're going to say Baton Rouge. We're going to say Jackson, Mississippi. I can't do it like you do. And
Jackson, Mississippi.
Columbus, Georgia.
Oh, shit. What are some terrible towns? Damn. I'm going Jacksonville, Tallahassee, and...
That's lame.
And I'm going to go on a limb here and say... fuck it.
Come with me to Baton Rouge.
I'm gonna go somewhere that don't snow at all. Give me Mobile, Alabama. No, it's Alabama. Mobile, Alabama, man. We go to Mobile, Alabama, man. Fuck it. Mobile. Bottom three. I'm going with Charlotte, Raleigh, and what's the furthest one north? Norfolk, Virginia. Yeah. Okay, those are my three. I don't wanna go nowhere where we get cold.
Okay. Well, my rationale would be a little different. So I don't want to go nowhere that I've already been. So I'm going to say Tallahassee, Greensboro, and Charlotte.
Charlotte, okay. So that's your top 10 list for this week. The top 10 cheapest places to live with good weather. I'm going to see what the most expensive, what the most cheapest place to live with bad weather is. I mean, I'm pretty sure they got it. It's Google.
Yeah, they got to.
They
got
to have it. So if you enjoy top 10 list, man, if you see one you want us to talk about, send it on in. You can send it on to The Frocast on Twitter, Frocast on Instagram, Nappy Afro on Instagram, Nappy Afro on Twitter. Y'all know how to find us. Send us a list. We'll talk about it. New Year traditions. Do you follow them?
I try my best.
And why?
It's just something that has been done. It's kind of like a tradition, like you said, tradition or habit or whatever. So I do the whole eating collard greens, Hoppin' John's. Mm-hmm. I'm for all of that.
So you do witchcraft?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You do voodoo, all that stuff.
See, you
people, all that stuff is okay. Let me ask you a question.
So what happened to the shit? I eat it any other day. So what happened to?
But why do you eat it on New Year's Day?
Because I was told that it's good luck.
And you know where that came from?
Yeah.
The voodoo people. Yeah, so
but that doesn't mean that I practice it.
You do. That if you cook greens on day for that reason, you're hoping to conjure that spirit of whatever you're doing, good fortune. That's what it is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's root work. That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you would speak out against root work any other time, no, right?
Because I mean, my thing is I don't deal in those things. I don't never talk bad about the people because I know that it exists. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to disrespect what nobody else believe in, but that ain't me.
You do.
Okay, I believe in it enough to do some things. Mm-hmm. It's not something where I'm going to be, I ain't losing no sleep over, oh my God, a black cat crossed my path and da da da, I got to go another way. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing all of that. But the New Year's thing, yeah, I'm all in.
So what's some New Year Day tradition? Do you know?
You try to clean up as much as you can before the new year come in.
Let's look it up. We just go to Google. Just save you.
Really?
I'm just saying.
You ask me what I do. I don't know what the fuck Google do.
Oh, I'm just saying. Go ahead. You keep talking. Go ahead. I'm gonna look it up.
See, that's the thing. I don't like that. But whatever. I don't wash clothes on the first day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I was told that in my interpretation was that you would wash somebody out of your life. Which means somebody in your close circle or somebody that you care about will pass away that year. But I was then corrected. Maybe it was just my interpretation. But my mama says that she just feel like people say don't do it because you whatever you do in a new year, you're going to be doing that all year long. So if you wash clothes in the new year, the first day of the new year, you're going to be washing clothes all the time. But
wash clothes all the time any day.
Exactly. And I love it. But so my interpretation of what I was told and what I thought from being a kid was that an old person said you weren't supposed to wash clothes because you would wash somebody out your life. So I'm going with that one. So I don't do it, and I don't think I will break that tradition. Mm. So I eat my greens. I eat my Hoppin' Johns. You're supposed to let a man be the first person to walk in your house in the new year because that's supposed to be good luck, which is sexist. But they say it's good luck, I'm for it.
They say in some country, they put in Greece, I think it is. Mm-hmm. I was just reading. They onions are a symbol of good luck and fertility because they sprout even when no one is paying attention to them. So on New Year's Eve, families in Greece hang bundles of onions above their doors as a means of inviting that prosperity into the home. Yeah, so that's crazy. Onions. Let me see what else. Another wild tradition. Eating 12 grapes. Mm.
And what that supposed to do for you?
Yes, exactly 12. One at each stroke of midnight. That's what they do in Spain. Pop one grape for every month of the new year. Eating one grape at each of midnight's 12 o'clock chimes guarantees you a lucky year. If and only if you simultaneously ruminate on their significance. Yeah. Each grape represents an upcoming month. If you fail to conscientiously finish your grapes by the time the clock stops chiming, you will face misfortune into the new year.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't even play with that.
So you got to eat 12 grapes.
Quick.
Boom. Boom. You
that's like 12 grapes in 12 seconds.
Yeah, 12 seconds. I can't just... I can do like four of them in 1 second.
It's too much for
in
me.
In Denmark, they break dishes.
I might like that.
Broken dishes are a good thing. People go around breaking dishware on the doorsteps of their friends and family. The more shards there are in front of your home the next day, the luckier and more well-liked you are. Oh. Unless you're the one who has the sweep, you know. But try to keep it on the doorstep, you know, is what people say. What else? Fish is also a good entree for New Year's.
Okay.
It's significant, like movement forward and stuff like that.
Okay.
Let me see. Yeah, so that's just some things around the world. In Brazil, they jump 7 waves. You know, if you head to the beach, you can increase your luck by heading to the water and jumping over 7 waves. You get 1 wish for each wave. Mm. Yeah. Wear white. That's also a Brazilian thing. Seeing something drop, you know, we all did. Polka dots is in the Philippines.
So what they doing with it? They wearing polka dots?
They wear them, yes.
Oh.
That's the big thing. New Year's Eve, it's just what it is, yeah. Also in the Philippines, eating round food. Like, you know, lentils, black-eyed peas, you know, fruits. It's customary for them to have 12 round fruits, one for every month, to ensure a year of abundance. Mm. The fruits usually take center stage at the table for the media noche or the midnight meal. So, those are New Year's celebrations around the world. We're not the only ones that do weird stuff, you know, eating greens and Hoppin' Johns and black-eyed peas and all that stuff we do.
Yeah.
You know, a pork. You know, so it's supposed to be pork, greens, and the black-eyed peas.
Okay.
You know, yeah, that's what it's supposed to be for your Hoppin' John, you know. So that's what it is. Let us know how your New Year went. I mean, I usually stay in on New Year's because, like I said, gunshots, fireworks, all that shit be going off. I don't like it, and I just like being in on New Year's. That's just my personal preference. I don't like going out. And then, plus, this year, got the Omarion out there. You know, them numbers is fucking skyrocketing, and it's just...
It's looking
it's
crazy.
Fucking crazy out this motherfucker. Like, I've never had a fucking... I've never seen... We got different versions of these flus, and I mean, like, we've been getting sick forever, right? Mm-hmm. We ain't never got sick like this. Like, what the fuck?
The
like, what the fuck is going on?
They
got mutations of it, like the flu Rona, where it's mixing together. Now they say it's another mutation of this one that's worse than Omarion. And it's like, how the fuck did we get here? Like, we have been getting sick.
It got to do with people not getting
this
vaccinated.
Shit crazy.
It's got to do with people.
But it had to happen before the vaccine. Something happened to make this shit come out of nowhere. Is what I want to know. Like, what the fuck?
The people who done been in
these same nasty people been in the world forever. Like, why all of a sudden now we got a motherfucking flu virus, whatever?
Because the unnatural and the natural have gotten together and they have made something supernatural.
This shit is crazy.
And that's why the shit is out of control.
This shit is
you
nuts.
Can't control the shit now because y'all done put y'all shit in there and the shit that already been in here. Because people been nasty, like you said.
That's why I said people been nasty. But why all of a sudden in 2019, all of a sudden
conjured up in the lab,
it's something crazy.
What you done conjured up out here? Hey,
I mean, maybe it's like I said, it's time Thanos did the snap, and it's just time. We gonna start seeing people evaporate. So hold on to your loved ones, people. We living in some strange times. God damn. We didn't have any TV talk this week because Power ain't came on for another week. They ain't coming back to next week. The 9th is when Power returns. So we didn't have any TV talk this week. We didn't watch anything together. I really ain't watched nothing at all. I've just been bullshitting.
Watching football.
Yeah, watching football. Let's see. Cobra Kai came back. It came back New Year's Eve. I haven't watched that yet, so I'll probably start watching that. That's an easy watch. You can get that done in like 4, 5, 6 hours maybe. So that ain't nothing.
Too much time for me.
Yeah. You know, I can watch some of it at work or home. It don't matter. So, yeah, but go check out Cobra Kai if you haven't watched. Start from season one. And that's pretty much all we got for TV talk. Like, no Wonder Years, I don't think. I didn't see it on the app thing. So hopefully next week we have some more shows to talk about. We get back into TV talk. It's that time of the week. It's that time of the show. Actually, it's Queen Germ's favorite time of the show, and that is Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC, as we like to call it around here, is with me and Queen Germ. Take situations suggested by you, the listener, or me. I just make them up, and we act them out. Now, it's an improv, and before we get into this improv, let me let y'all know we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. We do not have SAG cards, but we come here every week, and we try our damn best to do some bad black cinema. And this week is no different. The situation goes a little something like this. Couple tries to run out on the bill. Situation set right here, Queen Germ. Couple sitting in the restaurant. The bill a little bit more than they expected it to be. Hell, it's like $85 more than what they expected to pay, which was nothing. One person knew this. The other one didn't. Are you ready, Queen Germ?
I think I am.
Here we go. Action. Oh, man. Okay, they just bought the ticket. Oh, okay, I'm going to tell you what. Let me look at this. All right. Now, I see that this ticket is like $85, right? Now, I don't know what kind. This is our first date. You know what I'm saying? Or we've been on a couple of dates. But I'm gonna be real with you. I ain't got it.
So how the fuck you took me here?
I had a plan. I got a plan, all right? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, we're fine. Can I get another cup of water? Thank you. She keep coming around here. I think she on to us. But this is what I'm saying. Okay, all right, look. I'm gonna let you act like you going to the bathroom, right? All right? You go to the bathroom. But you don't go to the bathroom. I'm going to give you the keys to the car. You go get in the car, all right? I'm going to settle up the bill, okay? You just go get in the car and make sure the car running, all right? All right?
You said make sure it's running. What you talking about?
Look, man, listen. I ain't finna pay for this meal, all right? Fuck all this. We just going to run out of here, all right?
You crazy, because I'm not finna go to jail behind no $85.
You ain't going to jail. Look, all you gotta do is act like you going to the bathroom.
Not when your car is loud as your motherfucking car is. Those people gonna get your tag number and everything before we leave out the parking lot.
Look, you just go get in the car. Act like you going to the bathroom. Go straight to the car.
You better hope that shit don't come.
It ain't gonna cut off. Just look. Oh, thanks for the water. Can we get a couple more rolls, please? Oh, thank you. Trying to keep her busy. I think she keep coming around here.
You ain't gonna even leave her a tip? You already ain't gonna pay the people bill.
I guess I could leave a tip. Maybe that's what she's looking for. You know, they don't think we'd be tipped. So how much tip you think I should leave?
You gotta give her $10.
I ain't got but $7 on me.
Give her a $7.
But is that, man.
Nigga, that ain't 10%.
It ain't, but she'd be all right, right?
No.
Man. Look, okay. Thank you for the bread. Okay, I got a to-go box. Yeah. And some more. You need something to go with your... Can I get some butter and sugar to go with this sweet potato? Some more? Yeah, thank you. Now, look, I can't keep ordering her getting around now. Come on, now. You got to do something. You got to make a move now.
Give that lady at least $10.
You got some more money?
I ain't got before.
Okay, well, let's put that on the table then. I'll put that phone there. All right. I really ain't got $7 either. I ain't.
What?
I'm broke, man. Listen, man.
I will never do this shit here again.
Don't you?
We too grown for this shit. Who the hell is doing all that?
Look, you making a scene in here now.
You making a scene. Your broke ass out the house like this. We could have went to the damn grocery store if this was the case.
We can get to the grocery store for $4.
We can get some damn bologna and some bread.
Oh, that would have been an adequate day for you?
It wouldn't have been adequate, but hell.
Thank you. We straight. We just gonna sit here and talk for a minute, let our food digest a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, now, so you gotta make this move now. So we run up out of here, okay? You ready?
I guess so, man.
Cut!
Trifling ass niggas.
Bad Black Cinema, y'all. Have you ever did that?
No.
You never dined and dashed?
No.
I did it one time. But I was like, why am I waiting? It was like anti-homecoming. We was at this little Herbie's Diner or some shit. And it was so many motherfuckers in there, and it was just like, they're not gonna notice if I walk out. And I just walked the fuck out. I ate my food and I left. I ain't feel bad. Somebody? It was me and my homeboy.
Probably some girl.
Nah, I would never do that in front of a girl. That'd make you like a broke ass nigga. Like, what? Like, no.
Oh, but you thought that was cute with me.
What you mean? I ain't never made you run out of a restaurant.
Just now.
Oh, that's acting. It's bad black cinema. Duh. If y'all like to hear our situation, send one in. Y'all know that. Y'all know the addresses. At Frocast, at The Frocast, at Nappy Afro. Either one, we'll see you. Well, it's time to read some rap lyrics, y'all. We read rap lyrics over here. And what we do, we read them in our office voice, our professional voice, accent, whatever, proper. But we like to bring them here and read some ignorant lyrics. It's Queen Germ's turn. So y'all know, better buckle your safety belts. Because it's going to be a fucking wild one. You ready, Queen Germ?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Slob on my knob, like corn on the cob. Check in with me and do your job. Lay on the bed and give me head. Don't have to ask, don't have to beg. Juicy is my name, sex is my game. Let's call the boys, let's run a train. Squeeze on my nuts, lick on my butt. The natural curly hair, please don't touch. First find a mate, second find a place, third find a bag to hide the whole face. Real name Rover, I said bend over. I started to knock, then came the odor. Smell like mush, should've had a whoosh. Told her to stop and take a dish. While she did that, I didn't want the cat, so I bounced out and never came back.
That was the ghetto laureate known as Juicy J with his, I think that was his verse on Slob on My Knob on Project Pat's album.
Yeah, I'm not impressed. Very much so need some new lyrics.
Hey, man. Hey, it got the job done back in the days, I guess.
Yeah, we're not. That's why Juicy J is not currently doing nothing.
You're currently wrong.
What are you doing?
Juicy J, one of the biggest producers out there. He got a song on the radio now.
That he's rapping on?
Yes.
About what? Slobbing on knobs?
No, he's still probably my controller. Yeah, he was just on Bands and Make a Dance and all kinds of songs, man. Let's look up Juicy J since you're going to shit on Juicy J.
Juicy J, that's disgusting. They should have canceled his ass.
Juicy J got an Oscar.
For doing what?
It's hard out here for a pimp.
Oh, that's Juicy J?
Yes. 3-6 Mafia is Juicy J. You just seen him on Versus. That was just last month.
Did I see him?
He was just on Versus.
I didn't see it. But I'm just saying. So pull up his stats. I don't believe it.
Let's see. Juicy J. What's his newest song?
Nothing. Not a motherfucking thing.
Let's see.
Taking too long.
Latest song. I mean, I'm trying to find something. Discography, maybe.
The list ain't that long, child.
The hustle continues. You know.
Give me dates, brother.
Okay, let's see. Juicy J singles.
Yeah, but the Android could find it faster.
I mean, probably. Let's see. What song is Juicy J on? Yeah, this is going to take forever. Best songs featuring Juicy J. Here we go. Rick James, you ever heard of that? Mm-mm. Me neither. She Knows. I mean, Juicy J's active. He makes beats and all that. So we're not going to sit here and shit on Juicy J. It's somebody out there yelling at the mic. Juicy J's on this song. We old, motherfucker. It's HBCU confessional time. HBCU confessionals, when I go to their Twitter, grab some tweets and rub them on Queen Germ. This one's no different. It goes a little something like this. My girl want to go to my next football game. She says she excited to see me play. How do I tell her I'm a bench warmer? Fayetteville. Queen Germ, react.
First of all, hey, communication is the key. If you a bench warmer, she might still be cool with going out there and supporting you. They might even get you a little more play because the girl knows, oh, the boy done been going to practices and he's sitting on the bench. Maybe I give him a little something when we get back to the house tonight. You know, So, hey, it could work out in your best interest.
I mean, now, the only thing wrong is if you've been acting like you a starter and shit out there. That's where the shit go fucking wrong. If you just told her you was on a football team.
And she put that together.
And she thought you was the starting quarterback, or you was the star running back, or you the star safety or linebacker. Then, I mean, hey, that's on her. But if you just like, hey, babe, I got football practice. I'm, you know, I got, you know, but if you out there capping like you the man and you, oh, baby, I was tearing him up last game. You know what I'm saying? Then you got a problem. But if you didn't tell her none of that, and she come there and she want to see you play, and
you don't play,
she see you sit the bench, and she gonna be like, "Well, damn, you ain't even get in."
And she
like,
don't, child. Some people, if they don't know enough about the game, you could tell them.
Tell her you was out there. What number you is? Oh, that was me 30. You know, whatever. But they'll find out after the game, people though.
Calling names.
You know, at small school like that, they probably come on the field and shit after the game. You know what I'm saying?
But either way, like I said, communication and honesty is the best.
Then there's always the media guy that tells you like, your boyfriend's a bum. Yeah. Like you ain't even got to go to the game to find that out.
But if she don't know enough about the game, she may just be excited that you made the team.
Man.
That you got a jersey.
So how would you feel?
Me personally, I ain't never been impressed about that. Okay. So I would have just been like, you know, I'll take a picture with you after the game, before the game, whatever.
And his clean-ass jersey.
I'd be fine with it. I mean, because if you're doing something, hell.
What, you ain't doing shit. You playing ass back.
You getting exercise every day.
You playing center guard and tackle. You sitting in the center of the bench. You guarding that water bottle. And you tackling anybody to come near that motherfucker. That's what your ass is doing.
Either way, go in. You fine with me because, you know what I'm saying? Hey,
you ain't getting no tick, boy. You sitting on the sideline.
It's all good.
Your ass over there, bench warmer, boy. Your ass over there.
It might be bad coaching.
Hey.
Sometimes the coaches don't know the talent that they got.
Sometimes the talent just ain't the talent.
They don't know.
They ain't talented. The talent ain't talented.
Maybe.
So if you like those confessions, go to their Twitter, check them out.
That's better than the nasty shit. So.
I mean, you know, we got some more there. You know, I wanted to make it like New Year. You know how it go. Mm-hmm. All right, so it's Keep It 100 time. Queen Germ, do you have a Keep It 100?
Oh, yeah. I got to keep it 100 for 2022. My Keep It 100 this week is just a reminder that we shouldn't be speaking on shit that we don't know nothing about that's happening in somebody else's house.
100.
So keep your nose out of other people's business and we can continue to do well already in 2022. Things to live by.
Damn. My Keep 100 go a little something like this. There's some weirdos out here in the world.
100.
Like I prefaced earlier, you know, I got involved in a little online squabble. And it made me realize there's some weirdos in the world. Now, during this little squabble, I would say, the person hit me up and said, hey, you could have DM'd me and asked me, you know, what I meant by that. It was just jokes. So when you went live, you said your shit, but I'm supposed to DM you and ask you? No, nigga. I'ma go live, just like you went live. I'ma say you said what you said. I'ma say what I said. Now, hey, we can come after we both said what we said and say, hey, well, it was just a joke, or I didn't mean it like that, or blah, blah, whatever. That's fine. But don't be surprised. Everybody on this internet ain't with the bullshit. It's some real niggas out here in the internet that will approach you, come see you, knock on your door, see you in 4K about shit, all right? So y'all little internet weirdos, y'all need to understand that everybody not like that, okay? Not saying I'm one of them niggas, but I'm just saying, you can't say too much about niggas and don't think niggas not gonna say nothing back, okay? So be mindful when you talk bad about people or have an opinion about people or whatever. Just be mindful of that, that person has an opportunity to have an opinion back with you. And you have to be just as receptive to their opinion as you was about giving yours, okay, buddy?
I got you.
And that's just the way it goes. I mean, like I said, I ain't got no problem with nobody out here. I ain't beefing with nobody. It's just that, you know, I had to say what I had to say. And that's my Keep 100 for the week.
And it's been said.
It's been said. Stand, let it be known then. That's just how it go. Winner and loser time, Queen Jern.
So my winner this week is Shayna Bell.
Winner.
She's a 24-year-old mom in Ohio. Who was arrested for leaving her kids alone while she had to go work. So some people started a GoFundMe for her, and they raised $165,000 for this lady.
She white.
She's black.
Damn.
Look at them kids.
Okay.
They black.
165,000
with the beads in the hair.
They, and look, look, the bail money gonna take all of that from them.
They not, because she actually, some people that's in the area, they actually have some kind of community outreach program where they are trying to decriminalize the fact that if a parent has to leave their kids and there's no known danger they're leaving the children in, that they are not given that neglect charge. Because if you don't have a choice and you're trying to go to work, you don't have a babysitter. If you done, you know what I'm saying, you done childproof the house or whatever the thing may be.
Some states, they, I mean,
it's not an issue.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be an issue, you know what I'm saying, if that's the case. So they giving her a lot of this money, which hopefully it will help her to at least have some child care. You can get somebody to watch your kids if you got that kind of money.
I'm charging the fuck out your ass. I know you got 100. What's your rate? $50 an hour?
Nah, bro.
50 an hour? You gonna be going 8 hours? Yeah. I need $400.
I'm gonna go and buy me a house.
All you gotta do is get you a.
And my turn finna be sitting down at this house, and we won't be all right for a little while.
I mean, you still got to go to work now to pay the taxes on that house. Now you still lose said house.
Yeah, you I could, but
just,
then
you just gonna live in that motherfucker.
But then you should be able to get a job where you only got to work during the time that your children at school.
Now, would you consider that begging? What she doing? Did she ask for the GoFundMe, or they started?
The people
it up?
Did it because they saw that she had something going on. And some people put it out there. So
y'all
she,
people that started the GoFundMe's for bullshit. Y'all wrong for that shit. Like,
but the niggas,
I'm sorry that your uncle ain't had no insurance. You do not set up a GoFundMe to bury your uncle.
Yes, you do.
No, you go cook plates and shit like the niggas used to do.
No.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? You fall and get hurt at work. Everybody can start a GoFundMe for bullshit now. We got to stop that shit.
If, but this is the thing.
No, y'all are, y'all
this
have.
This is a prime example. This lady got $165,000. Only one person, the top donor, gave $10,000. That means it was $5 and $10 donations that added up to $165,000. That means together we can do this thing.
Yeah. Everybody, she don't need $165,000.
Everybody could get so a now, chance so, okay, of getting so $165,000.
So everybody set up a GoFundMe. Let's have a big ass susu in America. She got her money.
Everybody
now next
get
person
a chance,
up.
Yeah.
Everybody that and
everybody get a chance.
Yeah, right, man. Y'all people believe in these the gumdrops and lollipops and rain and Skittles and slide down goddamn candy canes and bull falling in the pools of Kool-Aid and that shit ain't fucking real, okay? Life is hard. Some people win, most people lose. And a lot of us just in the middle just trying to maintain. That's life. That's it.
Well, I'm trying to win big.
That's it.
I'm trying to win big.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all motherfuckers, y'all the ones that's destined to lose or trying to become up the middle, and it's just, it's, no. Mm-mm. You have to have balance, okay?
Yeah.
Can't, everybody, everybody can't have money, everybody can't be poor. We got to have some poor, some middle, some, you know what I'm saying, some rich. We got to have, it's just
well,
how
I
it go.
I did my time at poor, so I need to be work, at rich. That's I got to flip the coin, I got to get up.
I hear you.
I got to get higher.
I hear you. Man. Well, my winner, man. Y'all know King Jordan played a lot of fantasy football. This year I played in 1, 2, 3, about 5 leagues, I think. Maybe 6. Let me see. No, ma'am. Los Negros, the work league. 4. Yeah, I did 6 leagues this year. I made the playoffs in like 3 of them. I ain't highest I placed, maybe in 5th place. I sucked it up. But my winners this week are all the people that won their fantasy leagues, man. Shout out to y'all. Fuck all y'all niggas that won. You know what I'm saying? I ain't won in a long ass time. It's been a long time since I won. I thought I'm talking about like 2014, 2015 type shit. Like I won one in like 2019. I did win one in 2019. So that was like, you know, but the leagues I really care about, I haven't won those in a while. So shout out to all the ones that won their fantasy league. Y'all my winners. But shout fuck out. Y'all at the same time. Got any losers, Queen Germ?
Yes, my loser. To start the new year off would be, you know, Florida man.
Loser.
Mr. Nathan Lewis. He was taken into custody just the other day, arrested for a fatal shooting on New Year's Day in Tallahassee, Florida. He didn't have a real good reason for shooting and killing the man. He killed him. They had an argument outside. So the argument.
They might be arguing about who was better between Pac and Biggie.
Hey, and again, it's one of them in heaven or hell trying to figure it out, but the shit is ridiculous because Nathan looks strange, like that would be what he would be doing.
Okay.
So I just said.
How'd he shoot, stab? What was it?
He shot him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He shot him on Okaloosa Street in Tallahassee, Florida.
You know what that is.
Yeah.
If you ever come to Tallahassee, stay away from the streets that's named after cities or counties or states. Okay? Stay away from them. Nothing good goes on in the streets that's named after cities, counties, or states. That's just my little...
So just stay in the house.
I mean, if your street say Alabama Street, California Street, you don't want no problem with that.
Osceola?
Osceola, Okaloosa. Stay away from the motherfuckers, all right? Just give y'all a little motherfucking Tennessee Street. You know what I'm saying? Pensacola Street. Stay away from these streets, okay? I'm just saying. Ocala. Just my, you know,
observation.
Yes. Giving y'all a little tidbit of information. All right. My loser, man. All y'all people out there caping for AB.
Loser.
Man, he made a post the other day, and some athletes was in there caping for him, and I was in my head thinking like, none of y'all would have done that shit. Much as y'all hate against the system that y'all play in, why y'all ain't walk off the field yet? Oh, just like they capping this shit. Oh, he brave to do that. But you ain't do it. Y'all motherfuckers.
All it takes is one, but you need
to hold. Nah. But don't be in that co-signing with AB doing. Like, he's standing up for y'all. But why you won't walk off the field during the game? Why your team playing?
They might start a GoFundMe.
Yeah, man, they ain't starting shit. I'm pretty sure somebody going to start one for a millionaire. And y'all, that's the day GoFundMe will cease to exist. So, all y'all niggas out there caping for AB in any capacity, y'all my losers. Well, damn. That's the outline, Queen Jern. Ran it all the way down.
Outline, baby.
Damn, I guess it's got to ask you, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Sorry Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruling Myself, Rick James, bitch. RT3, my nigga J. Will, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Sleazy the Black Farmer, Amazing AP, Dragon Lady, Chuck the Gambler, Peppy J from B-More, Steph from B-More, who else we got? We got, I already said that, everybody off that site, The Fuck With The Kid, Doc Claw and All The Gang. We got the Black Pod Squad, it's 12 Cal Podcast, Eclectic Discussion Podcast, Dr. Bracer Network, the Power Lunch Hour Podcast, and the Cool Out Corner. Shout out to all y'all. Go check out all them shows. Go check out the website, blackpodsquad.com. I haven't did the grand release yet. I'm trying to figure out what we're going to do, but it's there. But I'm going to introduce them. I just want to keep it, you know what I'm saying, just bubbling, letting that gumbo just simmer on the stove for a little while. Shout out to all the podcasts to fuck with us. Bet the House, Too Much Game Podcast, Life Unplugged, Mind Triggers, who else, fucking Riders Live, any other podcast, So Problematic, any other podcast to fuck with us, the motherfucking pod, shout out to all y'all, man, and Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, no way at all, shout out to y'all. My nigga MJ Money 9S, Static Stacks, all y'all, shout out. New Year, still fucking up the shout outs, but y'all know what it is, man. Well, all the things have been done, Queen Germs. Time to ask you, it's time for you to rate that show.
Oh, yeah. New Year, new me. So I gotta drop this number just like it need to be. Last time, y'all said it took me too long to get down to it. So I'm gonna just say it simple and plain. I'm going to rate this show a 9.
All right. Since it's a new year, I'm going to get this show, let's go, 7.94. No reason, just the first three numbers that came to my head. All right. Well, we've done everything on the list. Time to tell y'all, don't forget to rate, subscribe, download the Frocast on any podcast reader. Don't forget about our voicemail at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about our Patreon that you can join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. Right now, I think we got a sale on the shirts. Let me see. Let me make sure. It says, I think we got 20% off, I think. Don't quote me on this, but that's...
Go and get that shit.
Yeah, if you go to the Spread shirt store, it says get 20% off on anything. So... Go ahead, get you a shirt. Let me see how long this shit going. Save the day. Did you have to do anything? No, I don't think you need a code. I think you just get up to 20% off. Mm-hmm. So go to Spreadshirt. Oh, the code is JanSale22. JanSale22. Put that in. We go to Spreadshirt. You get 20% off on your shirt, man. Okay. Look at that. King Germ saving you money. Wow. And I ain't even have to.
Didn't have to. Look at God.
So, y'all know what it is. For the 488th installment of the Frocast, it's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com